From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. HudsonValley360.com has two COVID-19 headlines about Columbia County, and I quote, COVID surge at new record, end quote. About Greene County, and I quote, COVID infection skyrocket, end quote. Columbia County reported 20 new cases September 20th, 31 on September 21st, and 14 on September 22nd. Jack Mabb, Columbia County's Health Department Director, said, and I quote, "It's troublesome to me in that the cases are spread out among the community. Again, I think this speaks to the virulence of the Delta variant," end quote. Columbia County is now reporting 322 COVID-19 cases. The last time the county had more than 300 cases was in February, when the vaccines were first being distributed. Columbia County now has the second highest positivity rate in the capital region at 6.9%. Only Greene County is higher, with 7.2% of those tested positive for the virus. There are currently 142 COVID-19 cases in Greene County. The last time there were that many cases in Greene County was February 1st. Officials in neither county said they were taking any new efforts or changing any policies to combat the rise of new cases. And you can read more about these stories at HudsonValley360.com. Lori Todd reports in the Times Union about how much rain fell on the area September 23rd. Up to 3 inches fell on parts of Greene County. Tannersville reported 3.2 inches of rain. Millbrook in Dutchess County reported 2.68 inches as of 4 a.m. September 24th, and 3.24 inches fell in Sundown in Ulster County. In Spiegeltown in Rensselaer County, 2.4 inches of rain fell. Tekanic led Columbia County with 1.91 inches of rain. The remnants of two hurricanes have passed over the area in recent weeks, soaking the ground. Rensselaerville, for instance, recorded 7.14 inches of rain in August. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Gabriel Problette reports for City and State that this fall's election gives voters a chance to tweak New York's redistricting process. And while some may charge that the process is currently broken, as the 10-member State Independent Redistricting Commission just released dueling district maps along party lines, the New York Redistricting Changes Amendment on the November 2nd ballot probably won't change that. If approved by voters, the amendment would cap the number of senators at 63 in the state constitution. The amendment would also change approval of new redistricting maps from a two-thirds threshold to a simple majority, making it easy for whichever party is currently in charge in Albany. The amendment would also allow towns to be split in different districts, and the proposal would move up the redistricting timeline by about 2 weeks. Democratic State Senate Deputy Majority Leader Michael Giannaris said, and I quote, "I would say this is like a very interesting part of the democratic process that most people don't pay attention to, but has a huge impact on the direction of the state, the county," end quote. Read more about this story at City and State. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.